packet.
Yeah, this one we just did.
This is from yesterday and day before
today? No, this was new today.
Oh, okay, fine.
The other ones I have, we have to... Okay, Rabotai. This week's parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha. Hayom Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha mi'artzecha mi'lodcha mi'beis avicha la'artz asher arecha. So here the Torah speaks about the land that I will show you, Areka, which is Lashon Ria, the land that you will see. So Mefarshim, as we'll see, point out that it didn't have to speak in that lashon. He says, "Lech lecha me'artzchem el ha'aretz asher aviyacha." So the fact that he uses the lashon ria perhaps indicates there's something special about the ria of Eretz Yisrael, the seeing of Eretz Yisrael. And what is this referring to? So first, let's see the idea of Riyah in general. So there is a piece in the Kedushas Levi. And this is one of the makaris for making packets on page 7. He says, "Yesh od davar gadol lischaber es atzmo, u yosha gavo misechel rabo, u lo mein mitoch ha-sefer, ki osios machkibos." Right? That's my big shita in learning and teaching. Right, I'm always a big believer. You know, I can come in and we can zog 100 things and you can take notes, but everything's ba'avir. Everything's ba'avir. Osios machkimos. You gotta see it inside. You gotta see the Nachal Eshkol inside. Then we can argue, what does he mean? Or else, if I'm just telling you outside, there's nothing to talk about because you're just listening to how I interpret it, you can interpret it differently. Osios Machkimus. What's the idea? Ki haroa be'ezer dover hu bischaber etz atzmo bedover haroa oso. He says, if you want to make a real connection, if you see it, then there's a connection. Hu bischaber etz atzmo be'osios ha-Torah gedosha. Osios ha-Torah be'mochem gavoa kanakti. The Osios ha-Torah come from a very high, holy spirit. So if you could see the osios, that gives, you know, some people have the minhag that brought down the Mishabura, that when they go hagba, to look at in the Torah, that has, it's brought down Mishabura, that you have ha'aras, you have hashpa on you, you see the osios ha'Torah. Because what you see makes that connection. Osios machimos. So he says, "Vada osios hakesuvim v'tara osios v'dichtav ki tikkuro al sefer ashuris b'diol v'tri v'gidin." It was a sefer Torah that's written on parchment, ashuris dio, who kedug v'shomala, who chelak eloka mimal. It's like part of the Ribbono Shalom. He also saw him kelim. Lemido shomata, the Moshe Kosov Beitz Chaim. That's getting a little bit esoteric here, but that's the idea. And the Shalom HaKadosh has a similar pointed out discussion here about Osios Machimos. You could read it here in the next couple of pages. Here, take a look on page 10. Kufayet Zion. See the parshas v'skadav hikir shabachem as akol hiran al shem okay as klodo as kol shabadam. The sharia so osios have edus shashem bekirbeinam. Bekirbeinam. Omar, right? We say tars edus hashem nemona machkimas pesi. Omar machkimas pesi lashmir godol malos osios haTorah. Torah Hashem Tamima Eidus Hashem Nemona Machimas Pesi is going on the Osias HaTorah. And that creates the connection. So if you look at the Arugas HaBotsim, Rabbi Teichner pointed out to me, the Talmud of the South Sofer, I believe. Rabbi Teichner, who passed away last week, his father was a Talmud of the Arugas HaBotsim. In fact, he got the name Moshe after the Arugas HaBotsim, Moshe Greenwald. That his other name was Yehuda, from the Rav Yehuda Greenwald, was the Rav of Satmar, the Sefer Zichron Yehuda. So Rav Teichner's name was Moshe Yehuda, based on the two of the three Rebbeim of his father. So that's the his brother said that, I mean, he's told this to me several times, but his brother said it over at the Levaya. So the Arugas HaBotsim on page 17. He says, what's the idea? Lech lecha mi'artzach al artz asher hareka. Rashi pirsh, ma tam lo gilo lo artz mi'artzach l'chava ba'enov. So he says, but just like we say osios machimos, you see the osios, they become internalized in you. So too, matzinu da tzadikim, look on the bottom paragraph, page 17. Hayolam koach godol be'inayim. Al derech do'amru chazal, nosan einam bo v'nasam gal shul atzomus. Right, a tzadik can look you in the face and you can turn into a pile of bones. Whereas because he had so much kedusha that he saw that came into him, as the Rebbe points out. So when he looks, that has that power. And that's what it says at the end of Chumash. L'chol mor ha'gadol asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. What's le'enei? Nir al pim amar kol chad minayim alfa m'smola. He posts it over. That's the Riyah. So he says on page 18, Hinei, Eretz Yisrael, Eini Yichol Lisbol over the Avodah Zarah. Right, we know that Eretz Yisrael of Sakhya Eretz Eschem. It can't be Sovel of the Avodah Zarah. Because it has a lot of Kedusha. But Lechora, it's difficult because Eretz Canaan, there were all those nations who were there for many years before that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, that's only when the Kedushas of Israel unfolded. The Kedushas of Israel unfolded. And Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Israel, Eretz Canaan. And his Riyah into Eretz Israel caused here. Shababram Avinu, Ubeidis Kama Fechi Ashiru Negdecha. In other words, sometimes the Riyah takes away all the boundaries. But sometimes it's Kedusha, but it's hidden up. Hidden. It's Mechusa. But then the Riyah of the Tzaddik takes away all the dirt, all the things that are covering it up. And then the Kedusha can come out. And that's at Avraham Avinu. So before Avraham Avinu, in Echanami, he had all these nations living in Eretz Yisrael for many years, and there was no problem. The answer was Eretz Yisrael had this Kedusha, and then it was covered over. When Avraham Avinu came, he was able to what? His Koach Hariyah was able to unfold, take off the covering, and then the Kedusha spread. So it shows you, Rabosai, that Riyah has a tremendous power. When you see Kedusha, it infuses you. And if you're a tzaddik who has so much, as Rabbi Yosef Rabinus pointed out, Kedusha that was infused with me, that Koach Riyah could then have a tremendous effect on anything it sees in the future. And that's what Avraham Avinu had, the Koach Riyah in Eretz Yisrael. And that's Ela Oretz Asher Areka. It speaks about Riyah when it talks about Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he writes in the next piece. Ashkan Tzadik Yisro Kach Lodom Riyah Seineim Dalizeh Mamshichim Ruchnias Memokam Shenosnu Eineim. So that's what he writes at the bottom of page 18, on the left bottom. Hainu taima, to legulo arts miyad, shub kedusha sa arts nalo niskala, l'liyotza mikol chalapol, at shabo Avraham Avinu. Even though we know that Yeshua made the, but that was kedusha for mitzvahs tluis arts, but there was some, kedusha for shemir Yisrael, that Avraham Avinu had, and that's this idea that Eretz Yisrael has something special to Eretz Yisrael, that it's not going to be Sovel, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, etc. It's the Riyah of Avraham Avinu. And then the Ragachover points out another idea. The Ragachover says on page 20, the Pasuk says in Zos HaBracha, V'al Moshe me'avos mo'av el har nevo rosh ha'pizcha shopnei v'echo v'ayrei Hashem v'kizkol ha'aretz es ha'gilad adon. Hashem showed him Eretz Yisrael. So what was the idea? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but you could look from afar. What was the point? So says the Ragachover, page 22. Hey, Gabi Kedusha Yisrael. Ba'avi lo shayach bo peritzim kolu. Kol she'ereu, right? The Gemara says in Bava Basra that any place that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, that's chayiv and meiser, right? Look at the bottom, Kuf Aleph. Amar Kol she'ereu Hashem Ruchu Moshe chayiv and meiser. So he says, what's the idea? That the Riyah of Moshe Rabbeinu gave a certain kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. Just like the Riyah of Avraham Avinu also have an imprint. So that's why the Pasuk says, Vayireyu Hashem es kol ha'aretz. And by Avraham Avinu, el aretz asher areka. I'll show it to you, means, and then you'll see it. And that's this Gemara, page 24. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol she'reyu kol shmuel kol moshe chai v'maiser. That the Riyah of Eretz Yisrael, of Moshe Rabbeinu, had a significance. And the Shalach HaKadosh says, Shofti v'shotim titei l'chom chol sharecha, v'kar yesh rembez musar l'had nesnam b'sefi yitzira, shi v'sharim heim b'nefesh, shtei enayim, shnei oznayim, apeh, Shnei Nikvei Ha'af. Whereas we have seven openings to the body. So you have to put policemen, Shoftim V'Shotrim. In other words, what are you going to let in your mouth? What are you going to let in your ears? What are you going to let in your eyes? Shoftim V'Shotrim, Teitein L'Kol, V'Kol Sha'arecha. Every gate of your body, every Shar Haguf, needs Shoftim V'Shotrim. Because, as we said, Osios Machibos, but Chasr Sholom, in the other way, if a person sees something he shouldn't be seeing, that also affects him. But the tzaddik, he's always looked at things that are of Kedusha, so then his Koach Hariyah has a potency. And a potency to make a Rosha into a Gal Shel Atzamus, and has a potency to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael by Avraham Avinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. And the Satmar Rebbe, our title bound in his Sefer from Pirkei Avos, says the Mishnah says, "Eizehu derech yishara shidbok ba'adam, v'lezer omer ayin tova." So Pashup Shah ayin tova means you're a generous person. You're a generous person. But he quotes here the Rashi in Lech Lecha. He would make the Mamram Shaderech Mamai says Hashem. Then he's on the derech, he sees different things on the road, but he's shomer einayim. So he says, that's the bottom paragraph on the right side. Is there derech yeshara sheidbuk ba'adam? I know matzarech li zoher. When you're going in the derech, Rav Lezer omer ayin tova. Shayatzum einov meiros barav. Lo yistakel atzad tzadeh hadrochim shelo l'tzorech. Because that's the idea, the koach hariyah. That a person, and that's what the Gemara says by Rav Meir. You know, the Gemara says that Pasuk says in Mishlei, Einecha 11:12. Unocha kebidu hafech yashirin negdecha. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, page 13, that you're not allowed to write stam by your heart. Also looks of Ochasacha shalom in aksav. So you're writing a Sefer Torah, you're writing Megillah, so you have to look in and then you copy. So the Gemara asked, well, what about Rav Meir? He didn't have a Megillah, and he wrote it by heart. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbo Shani Rav Meir, Divikai Bei Vafafechi Yashir Negdecha. The Rav Meir, whenever he had a vision of even things that he didn't even have the Sefer in front of him, but it was just like it was written in front of him. So what's the idea? And that's what... So that's what the Aruga Sabosu says, that on page 17, Rav Meir, Dikai Mei Yafech Yashir Negdech Mishum Hachi Yav Amatzi Lichtov Torah Baal Peh, Shlom Echsam. Because the Torah is covered up. The Ruchnis is covered up. But if you have the Koach of the Einayim, the Koach Einayim could get rid of all the covering. Afapech Yashir Negdech Hainu Sheyasim Ulam Meitcher Kol Hisnag Mishulcha. Anything that was preventing you from seeing by the tzaddik, his koach hariyah penetrates that. And that's why Rav Meir, it's ki'ilu, the Torah, because the Torah is written in the world. We can't see it. It's covered up in this world. But Rav Meir could penetrate the covers. But on a basic level, we have to realize that whatever you see becomes part of you. So if you want to do, you want to have, like Rav Yosef Rabinowitz once said, a certain Rebbe said that you always should daven from a sitter that gives, because this way, you know, you see the Kedusha. They say Rav Shach said that he was Zochav Arichas Yomim because he always benched from a bencher. He didn't bench from Alpeh, he always benched from a bencher. So you see the words. It has Ashpah. And that's why we have packets. Because you have to see everything inside. You have to see it inside. It's not just in the luft. Everything you have to see inside. Whatever you're doing, look it up. Make sure, read it slowly. So Rav Avadya Yosef used to say when he came here, Ani amarti b'chobzi kol ha'odam kozev, that if you're doing it b'chobzi, if you're doing it, you're learning too much b'chipozon, then kol ha'odam kozev, then you're going to get it all wrong. Kozev is shekin. You're not going to get the right shot. You have to go slow. You would think of Rav Avadya Yosef, the big bucky, he would tell you, no, you got to go quickly. No, he's the one telling us, no, you got to go slow. Go slow. Don't rush. You know, everyone's in a rush, especially the world we live in today. Everyone's on the move. Rush, rush, rush. What are they rushing for? Everything slowly, clearly, the kohariya. Look at the word, look at the sentence. That's the kohariya. And then once you have that kedusha in you, then that the kohariya comes out. And then it can uncover Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, like Avraham Avinu, our Eka, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayirei Hashem es kol ha'aretz. And that's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra. Kol she'arei ha'kadosh baruch hu Moshe ta'ayim ma'aser. As the Rogan Shova says, that his Riyah, the Avir Eretz Yisrael, was Mekudosh al yidei Riyas Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw the air of Eretz Yisrael. So on both sides, we should always take the serious hate in the idea of anything you learn. Should always, if you hear something, someone says a nice Dvar Torah, look it up. When you find out exactly where it's from, take out the sefer, look it up, see it inside. And then this generation where, you know, people have all types of access to things, we have to be Shabra Einayim, and then you're a different type of person. The person that permeates Kedusha. It's different when you don't have the Shoshtim, the Shotrim, Tite Lecha B'chol Sharecha. At every Shai, what am I going to listen to? What am I going to put in my mouth? What am I going to let my eyes be exposed to? Shoftim, the Shotrim, Tite Lecha B'chol Sharecha. Hello, Arz Asher, our Eka. Stresses the Riyah Seretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yerei Hashem, is our Arz. So we should realize, Hello, Arz Asher, Eka, his Paskus, the unfolding of Kedushas Yisrael, al yidei Shmiras HaInayim.